8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I have a number of things here I want to share with you that are attributes of a king. The first thing I want to talk about is that a king overcomes the kingdoms of the world. God expects nothing less. He knows what you are made of. He knows what he put in you. Amen. And what he put in you is not, you know, phony substitute material. Amen. You are born again. It's the real deal. Amen. There are no little mini Cooper Holy Ghosts. You understand what I mean? There are no little baby Holy Ghosts. Amen. That's where the church gets it wrong. It doesn't matter. The moment you got saved, there's a seed in you. Now, he has to grow in the sense that you have to grow into him. Amen. You have to grow. You have to be transformed. That nature has to take you over. But once you are born again, you have authority. It don't take years and years and years and years for you to walk in authority to be able to take dominion in areas. It's just a matter of your mind. That's the fella that's got to catch up. Because our mind is bombarded with CNN, with Fox, with weather station, with all kind of negativity that clouds that mind, confuses that soul, tries to take God off of the throne. Amen. But once the mind is renewed and the mind starts to align with what's in your spirit, you become a force that cannot be stopped. Amen. And every enemy knows it. So he wrestles with you in your mind. That's where the warfare is, on the warfare plane of your mind. Toe to toe, he can't stand against you. No enemy can stand in your face. Not one enemy. That's a given. God said that. No man shall be able to stand before you. But why are they able to? Because your mind, as a man thinketh, so is he. You let somebody convince you that you'll never really prosper. And so you've settled. You know that commercial? I love that commercial about the settlers. that settle for cable. I love that. They should make a movie out of that. We are settlers. Well, see, you don't want to settle on something that God has not said. Now I might be here, but I'm not staying here because that's not what God said. So I'm just passing through. And I might have to get mad. Understand, I might have to get righteous indignation and make the devil let go. Amen. Hello? There are times you have to make your enemy. Amen. Amen. How do we do that? See, you carry a badge. It's called exousia. But you also carry a 9mm called dunamis. And some of us got AKs. Some of us got bazookas. And some of us riding in tanks. But when the enemy won't respect your badge, you have tasers, you have everything. Amen. You can go after him and enforce. Amen. We enforce it in prayer. We enforce it with what we bind. Amen. The word of a king, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the word of a king has power. Amen. There are times you have to or are called on to enforce it. So don't give up because someone said no. Amen. Or we can't help you. Or your credit score is not good enough. Credit score. try to get the best credit score you can because that's how the system works. God's looking and saying, credit score. Can I bless them with that kind of credit score? Before they even talked about credit scores, God was blessing folk. Amen. Come on. God is bigger than your credit score or lack thereof. Bigger than your bank account. Amen. He's our source. Amen? So we must overcome the kingdom of this world. Now, I talked about how God expects nothing less of his sons and daughters than to be overcomers. And we must overcome the kingdoms of this world. Ultimately, in Revelation 11, verse 15, ultimately this will happen. But progressively right now, it is happening. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So you see, progressively, this is going on now. It started when Jesus was born of the Virgin. Amen. When Emmanuel, God became man, in order to redeem everything, to bring everything back into its proper order as it was in the garden. This was the purpose. And so ultimately, and we are in the processes right now, in our generation, we are to run the leg of our race. We are to do what is mandated and required of us, what we are responsible for. And not just to drop the ball and just let everything go to hell in a handbasket and, you know, just forget about stuff and check out on life. No, we are here with a purpose. We are here with a calling. We are here with a mandate. We won't always be here, but we have a leg of the race to run. Tell somebody, don't drop the baton. Run your race. Be all you can be for him. Time is too short. Leave something for the next generation they can build on. Amen? So, the kingdoms of this world, let me just describe it. You know, sickness, disease, infirmity, that's like a domain or a kingdom, sickness. Jesus, when he bore the stripes before Calvary, the 39 save one on his back, he said, by his stripes. Did he say that? The word says that. No matter what doctors say, and thank God for doctors, but they are practicing. They ain't got it all together yet. But the real doctor, the creator, he said, by my stripes, you that are mine were healed. You see, don't let people fool you. Everybody ain't God's little children. You know, we all God's little children. No, we're not. You're not saved. You're a child of the devil. The amen's got a little quiet, but I'm telling you the truth. Come on, let's black and white. Let's start, get rid of the gray areas. Get rid of the questions that this already answers. If you're not a child of God, there is no in-between. You can be the nicest person. Amen. Nice. Hello, you can be nice. But if you're not saved, nice is not going to get you into heaven. Nice is not enough. Amen. You have rich folk that are wicked as all get out, but they support a lot of humanitarian works. They give to the poor. You can give your body to be burned. But if you don't have charity, if you don't have the love of God in your heart, it profits nothing. You see, there are some saved folk, they're really saved, but they ain't got it all together yet. They'll bite your head off. They mean like a rattlesnake on those some days. You don't want to go around them on some days, but they are born again. Amen. They'll get it together. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done. It's by his grace. Amen. The whole deal has to do with whether you are saved or not. And you know that you are saved because you have a witness on the inside. I know that I know that I know. I might not be able to explain it to you like you understand it, but I got a witness. Tell somebody, I'm a witness. I know I'm saved because he lives within me. Amen. I don't get it right all the time. But there's where God is to correct me. There's where God is to pick me up. There's where God is to perfect me. There's where God is to chasten me. I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. I belong to him. That's how I know I'm saved. I don't think like I used to think. I don't act like I used to act. I don't go where I used to go. Not because I got better, because he came in. Amen. It's not a matter of do's and don'ts. It's a matter of being. Is you is or is you ain't? Is there enough evidence to bring a conviction? Some of us, Lord help us, in a court of law, the judge will say, no, we got to let you go. Ain't enough evidence. You can go on. But see, there got to be enough evidence to say, no, this brother's saved. Amen. That sister saved. Amen. No, they convicted. Amen. We got the goods on you. Yes. Amen? Amen? Very important. But the kingdoms of the world, let me give you some kingdoms. One of the domains of the world is poverty. Don't fool yourself. Just because there's a whole lot of, in the Christendom, folks that have taken the prosperity that God gives to us and taken it out of context and mixed it with greed. A doghouse at $27,000. Air conditioned. You know, all kind of, don't need but a car or two. Got 20 cars. To each his own, but that sounds to me like, I don't know. You know, you understand what I mean? I'm not being critical of any individual, but greed and covetousness. Don't take it to the polar opposite and think that you have to be in poverty to serve God. No, prosperity, that's well-being. That's having your needs met, being able to do, being a blessing to someone else. Amen. And some he will measure out more. But prosperity is part of it. But not like we've been bombarded with, where people are just going after the dollar. You know, the dollar has no value in heaven. It ain't worth nothing. Matter of fact, the streets in heaven are gold. What do you need a dollar for? You know, the currency of the kingdom is faith. Your dollars can't buy you nothing in the kingdom, but your faith is what moves the kingdom in your behalf. Some things God will put in your hands didn't cost you any money. You just exercise your faith. Hello? Because faith is the currency of the kingdom. Not dollars or goods or shekels. Faith. False religions are kingdoms of this world that we are to overcome. New age stuff, all this foolishness, humanism, secular humanism, antichrist spirits, corrupt strongholds in the minds of men, unrighteous economic systems, all this stuff we are to overcome. That's the first thing or characteristic of a king, is he overcomes the kingdoms of this world. I prayed this morning in our first offering, and I remember I felt the Lord was leading me to pray for the forgiveness of debts, but it had to do with people being set free from certain things just miraculously. God erasing debt. How many of God can do that? God can do that.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.